I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea conducted a simulated tactical nuclear attack drill that included two long-range cruise missiles. As leader Kim Jong-un inspected shipbuilding and munitions factories, Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
KCNA said the drill was successfully carried out on Saturday when two cruise missiles carrying mock nuclear warheads were fired towards the West Sea of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang also said it would bolster its military deterrence against the United States and South Korea. South Korea's military said the claim of success could be an exaggeration as, quote, not all of them succeeded, Seoul's Yonhap News reported, citing a senior official at the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Meanwhile, South Korea's president says that he'll tell world leaders about the need to faithfully enforce UN sanctions on North Korea when they converge in Indonesia and India for annual summits this week. President Yoon Suk-yeol is to visit Jakarta to attend a series of summits scheduled alongside a meeting of Association of Southeast Asian Nation leaders. South Africa says it has found no evidence of an arms shipment to Russia. This is despite recent claims from the United States. We get more details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday an independent inquiry has found no evidence a Russian ship had collected weapons from the country late last year destined for Russia. The U.S. accusations raised questions over South Africa's professed stance of non-alignment and neutrality over Russia's war in Ukraine and concerns of possible Western sanctions. In an address to the nation, Ramaphosa said the accusations had a damaging effect on South Africa's economy and its standing in the world. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll seek strong steps, including deportation, after street demonstrations turned violent in Tel Aviv. Rival Eritrean factions fueled a riot over their homeland's politics with scores of injuries and damage to the community. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Clashes turned violent in the streets of Tel Aviv this weekend as hundreds of Eritrean government supporters and opponents hurled rocks at Israeli police officers and smashed business windows. Dozens suffered injuries, including law enforcement, with at least three protesters hit by police gunfire. The day marked one of the most violent street confrontations in Israel among African asylum seekers and migrants in recent years. Saturday's clashes came on the 30th anniversary of the current Eritrean leader's rise to power, with anti-government protesters wearing blue shirts modeled on the country's 1952 flag, a symbol of opposition to the ruling dictatorship. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Currently, the odds seem high for election rematch between the incumbent U.S. President Joe Biden and his predecessor, Donald Trump. However, some politicians are leaving the door open to entering the race, especially after Trump's recent indictments. VOA's Veronica Belderis Iglesias.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press, shared some words of advice for fellow Republicans who, like him, reject the Trump brand and worry about some political gains that Democrats are already making at the local level in some states, including New Hampshire.
You don't make things personal. You do things that are clearly in the best interest of the constituents you serve, regardless of party. Now, I'm a staunch fiscal conservative, and I want to support Republican ideals, but that doesn't mean we're going to bend and break rules.
Analysts point out that the general election is still more than a year away, and that other factors besides Trump's legal woes and Biden's age could sway the American votes. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that the defense minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, will be replaced this week with Rustem Umerov, a Crimean lawmaker. Zelensky made the announcement on his official Telegram account, writing that new leadership was needed after Reznikov went through more than 550 days of full-scale war. Later in his nightly address, Zelensky said he believes that the ministry needs a new approach and different formats of interaction, both with the military and with society. Umerov, who's 41, is a politician with the opposition Holos Party and has served as head of the State Property Fund of Ukraine since September of 2022. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.